Good afternoon, Audio Booth. How are you all doing? This is February day 24, and I'm really quite pleased with myself. I haven't yet missed a day, and so I'm well on track for completing the February challenge. So the question is, have Apple products changed your life? I have to say, I think this is a bit of an odd question, but It does show an interesting insight into the way Apple is viewed, because you would never say, has a Microsoft product changed your life? Has nearly any other company's products changed your life? But actually, I think it becomes, because Apple products are so straightforward and so intuitive to use, that they become part of your life. And it's interesting. It's an interesting concept. But anyway, so what Apple products do we have? Well, I have, and I'm recording this on an iPhone 4, and we have an iPad second edition, or second generation, and that's it. There are many that I would like. Particularly, I'd love a MacBook Pro, but I can't justify that sort of price for something that I probably wouldn't use an awful lot. And that actually, that statement that I wouldn't use a lot is probably because I now have my iPhone. There's not an awful lot that I do outside of work that I can't do on my iPhone other than a bit of programming. And to be honest, I don't tend to do an awful lot of that at home. Because I've got my web browsing, audio stuff, Twitter, mail. It does everything I want it to. Oh, excuse me, I got the hiccups. It does everything that I want it to do, in a very quick, very straightforward, very easy way. So in that sense, I suppose it has changed my life. So would I ever adopt the full Apple pantheon of products? So the Apple TV, the iPod, an Apple Mac, and so on and so forth. No, to be honest, I can't justify that sort of price. I would love a MacBook Pro, but at over £1,000 for a machine that is a nice spec, but isn't an amazing spec, is a hard thing to call. And obviously, you know, there's all the arguments where it's a premium quality product at a premium price. I understand that, but I don't. We don't drive a Ferrari. You know, we can't afford a Ferrari, and in the same way, well, we can't really afford an Apple Mac. But there we go. I've tried playing with Linux, because I do quite often think I would like to move away from Windows. You know, just as a bit of flavour almost to stuff. And I've played a bit with Linux, and I've done a bit with Linux at work, or quite a bit of stuff with Linux at work. But at home, it's just too much of a faff. I fight enough with computers at work. I do not need to be doing it at home. And I like the iPhone, because pick it up, you go, you're doing stuff. You don't have to be linked to a desk. I can wander around. I walk as I boo, which you can probably tell. So yes, I suppose in that sense, Apple products, yes, have changed my life. Oh dear, how sad do I feel for that. Right, anyway, take care all. Me and Chloe have had... Oh, how long have I got left? Oh, I've got a minute or so to tell you this. Me and Chloe have had an absolutely fab afternoon. Thanks goes to Mr. Andre Louis, because I have borrowed some of his sound beds from his website. Last weekend we were driving somewhere and Chloe said, why don't they ever play songs that I like on the radio? I wish I could be on the radio and then I could pick the songs. So Ewan and Gemma went off to a birthday party Ewan was invited to, and I said to Chloe, well, let's put together a radio station. So I got out my mixer desk and couple of CD players and microphones, and oh, it was good fun. And we did about an hour's worth of radio show, and she was picking the songs and pushing the buttons to let them go. Oh, we had a whale of a time. So that was our fun afternoon. Anyway, take care all. Bye.